From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean Policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
Both U.S. and Japan, together with the ROC, will be looking at any unilateral measures as well as bilateral measures, as well as possible trilateral cooperation in response to the provocative and unacceptable behavior by the North Koreans.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Syria says the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. For the first time in less than a year, Croatia held an election to choose a new government. Exit polls predict a close outcome in Sunday's election between candidates of the conservative Croatian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in eastern Nangarhar province say slain General Zorawar Zahid was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the Hasak Rock district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. This is VOA News.